listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm pleased to have with us for the first time a man I've only just met now by phone. He is Ronnie Krause, a business owner and electrical engineer by training, who has long done business with American companies in his native South Africa. He is currently inside the United States because of what is happening to folks like him in South Africa, a subject that has not gotten very much attention, as best I can tell, in this country, but urgently needs it, it seems to me. I'm delighted to welcome Ronnie Krause, the owner and CEO of Marston Moore Technologies, the South African company. Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us and for taking a few minutes to talk with us about what's happening in your country.
Thank you, Frank. Absolute pleasure.
Well, to give an audience that hasn't perhaps heard much about this a quick lay of the land, what is going on in South Africa at the moment as it relates to folks like yourself who are Caucasians?
Well, the from a professional point of view and from a working perspective, it's become increasingly difficult, now impossible, with the implementation over a long period of time, and I'm talking approximately, more than 10 years now, where the first part of the difficulty experienced was with the implementation of what they call BEE, which to those that do not know is Black Economic Empowerment. And what they have now introduced is what they call broad-based Black Economic Empowerment. And this basically means, in short, that white people have been excluded from the job market. You have companies, and it's well documented, that people like Woolworths have stated that they will not employ white people. As engine, they state they will not employ white people. So white people have an extremely big hill to climb when it comes to job opportunities, and well-educated people are sitting without work.
Ronnie Krause is with us. We're talking about what has befallen his country, South Africa. And Ronnie, as I'm listening to you tell this saga, it's calling to mind a television program that I once hosted called The World This Week. And we did a segment about the new state of South Africa as Nelson Mandela was coming to power. And I must say, I had very profound misgivings that a party like his, the African National Congress, was going to actually behave properly in a democratic and embracing fashion. It's taken longer to get to this point, I guess, but I'm not entirely surprised that it has. Talk, if you would, about beyond not being able to get employment, I'm told that white farmers and I suspect other business owners are facing confiscation of their property, their assets. Is that also happening? And is there a potential for violence as well?
Well, if I can just start by your comment when Mr. Nelson Mandela came out of jail and why it's taken so long. Nelson Mandela was a phenomenal man. You know, everybody has a different point of view, but what Mr. Mandela commanded was respect of his people, and his people listened to him and give the man his due. He put aside his differences and he calmed the people. And he built and started building this rainbow nation. Unfortunately, after his death, and new people coming in, you know what the state of the corruption is, and the people do not. There's such factionalism at the point. And then you have people like Julius Malema openly in stadiums saying, shoot the farmer. And one thing, you've probably heard the slogan, shoot the boer, shoot the farmer. And in the Afrikaans language, when they say shoot the boer, Now, when somebody is a farmer, he says, I'm a boer, which means he's a farmer. But in fact, what the people see is a white man. So when they say shoot the farmer, they mean shoot the white man. Now, the atrocity that is happening on the farms, there are some statistics out that the average citizen in South Africa is murdered 36 to 100,000 in a year. Now, a month. South African farmers are 193 per 100,000 people are being murdered. And it's the highest stake in the world. So the atrocities, if I want to tell you, if you can imagine a child being boiled in a bath of boiling hot water, where the sister's raped and the mother's throat is slit, and the parents are being gagged and bound and had to watch this, and then he's assassinated. It's, I don't know.
This is a documented example of atrocities being perpetrated against farmers in South Africa, white farmers?
And the problem is that the police are not investigating these. They're turning a blind eye.
There is, I'm told, in addition to the hostility towards the whites that is now being fanned, evidently, by the political parties there, and I gather it's not just the ANC, it's others as well, there is a tribal rift as well that perhaps what you were referring to with factionalism, but to talk a little bit about that and what this is likely to portend. Some have compared what's happening now, Ronnie Krauss, to Zimbabwe and what it did to whites and farmers in particular. Is this likely to be worse, in fact, as a result of this factionalism?
It's going to be far worse purely because of the amount of people. And Zimbabwe was fortunate because the people could come across the border into a welcoming arms of a South Africa. If it goes south, which it's certainly happening at the moment, the people they have got absolutely nowhere to go. There are organizations currently happening. I'm not a part of them. I just know about them. And the numbers that they're talking about is 800,000. They are trying to raise funds for non-combatant, understand? The people are non-combatant because there's no way they are going to be able to fend off any military, which they're actually signing up. They've been called to sign up so that they can wipe the white man out. So there's organizations going around trying to raise money to buy food, generators, power, medical supplies, et cetera, et cetera. They have plans of action of where to meet and how to get out of the mainstream. And they're talking about 800,000 people that might make it. The rest, they will be annihilated.
And the rest, the numbers of the rest?
The rest of the white people, the farmers, they call
it. Give us a sense of the scale of it, Ronnie.
There's 4.6. Approximately 4.6 million white people, maybe five, and you're looking at 50 million people of other colors. And so when I say annihilated, I mean they will be assassinated. They will be absolutely mass genocide. Yes.
Ronnie Krauss, this is appallingly awful. I want to also mention, by the way, that colleague of ours, Katie Hopkins from the United Kingdom, has recently been in South Africa doing some quite courageous reporting on the situation there.
I have seen the YouTube video, yes.
I commend it to our audience. Ronnie, we have to leave it at that for the moment, but I'm glad you're here safely in the United States, at least for the time being. And,
thank you.
Appreciate
you
this
guys
report.
Live in the land of milk and honey.
Well, I hope that we can keep it that way and provide some safe haven for people like yourself who are in great peril there in South Africa. Please come back to us with updates if you would. In the meantime, stay well.